Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Round Table with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Round Table with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Do you know what I love the most about the video?
I'm listening.
Last night? You know, when I saw the video, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I was like, it's not quite as good as Top Gun, you know, like the Brom and them. But I was like, yeah, that's good. I like that. He went into the portal, come back out with the team. I was like, but, you know, whatever. But when I saw James Strebel's reaction to it and other Kentucky fans, I was like, I love this video.
Like, they gave me life.
They gave me life. Like, I honestly, I watched the video and I was just like, that was pretty cool. You know, whatever. Yeah, fun. It's corny. It's high. You know, yeah, whatever. You know, but like, but when I saw the Kentucky fan reaction, I was all in. I was like, I need more of this. I need more of this. Yeah. I was like, keep pouring it on, man.
All right, it's the round table here on ESPN 680 1057, and we got you for the next 3 hours. I'm James Strebel, joined by first-time round table co-host Matt McGavick. Say hello, Matt. How are you?
Doing good. I mean, I came in, and the first thing I saw was Russ Smith handing out bourbon samples. So, you know, if that's what it's like every time, I mean...
Yeah, you should come in more often.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be surprised. And Tanner Brunemesso cannot leave my guy out. Tanner is going to run
my
the show
gas
today.
Bag.
Yes, fellow gas bag, fellow member of the corporate gang.
Second show that me and McGavick have been together in
that
the past week.
That is true. I was
really?
On with LSL with Taylor Lynch, and he was our producer. And yeah, it was a fun old time.
Oh, there we go. It's a little different than LSL.
Just a little bit.
Love my guy. Love my guys, Ethan and Taylor. A little bit of different vibe to this show, as Matt knows. But glad to have you here, buddy. Now, Matt, why don't you tell all the listeners out there where they can find you on Twitter/X, whatever you want to call
it's
it, and what
X.
you do.
It's Twitter.
It is Twitter. Yeah, I agree.
His mama called it Twitter. I'm going to call it Twitter.
Yeah, there
but
we go.
I'm the deputy editor over at Sports Illustrated's Louisville Report, which is basically SI's like go-to University of Louisville athletics. So it's mainly a focus on, you know, men's basketball, women's basketball, football, baseball, mainly the two revenue-generating sports.
Right.
I kind of deal with every and everything.
You go to everything.
Yeah, it feels like it. I was actually talking to Brom earlier today when he was giving comments on Dennis Lampley after he passed.
Wow, look at that. So you got a little inside track on Brom.
Well, it wasn't just me there.
It wasn't just you there.
Yeah,
Dennis Lampley. We'll get into that, obviously. Kendrick Haskins, 4 o'clock, he'll call in. He's doing a feature on Dennis Lampley tonight. He wants to talk a little bit about that. Weird Wednesday at 4:30. I'm excited about this because it'll be Matt's first foray into Weird Wednesday, which always makes me happy, and he'll take the quiz. So the listeners love when new people on the show take the quiz. So
I hope it's extra weird.
It's weird. It's weird. I want to see where you land. I want to see where Matt McGavick lands on all of my weird, eccentricities here as we go along. So it's going to be fun. We have some sound for Weird Wednesday. Mike Gundy, boy, did he step in it yesterday. We'll listen to some sound there as well. What else do I have on my show sheet? My sheet of lies, as I call it. Let's see here. Oh,
some EA Sports football.
EA Sports rankings, football yeah. player kind of comparisons. Some recruiting trail stuff for both the Cards and the Cats on the basketball side. Justin Edwards bounces back, and we got to talk about Cooper Flagg and how much.
Do we have to?
He's great, but I hate him. I mean, I'm sorry. I have to.
I mean, he was giving Team USA work.
Yes, he was.
We all saw the video.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I normally, I'm going to say, okay, a college guy making his jump, going against, like, tried and tested pros,
yeah,
I would think.
Kevin
okay.
Durant, LeBron James, I mean, like, the best of the best.
And I would think he'd struggle a little bit, but no. Like, no. He looked good.
He's the real deal. And we'll dive more into that as we go. But we had to start here because, I mean, Matt, Rick Pitino's name has been mud God. The last couple weeks because of his comments about, you know, he went on KSR with the Pardon My Take guys. So it was kind of pseudo KSR. It wasn't Matt Jones KSR.
KSR Light.
Yes, KSR Light. Yeah, it's more of a Pardon My Take episode than it was a KSR episode. But he goes on there and, you know, professes his love to Kentucky, and I'm donating money to Mark Stoops, and he's texting Nick Mingione. Well, today, as Diener predicted this, today, he tweets out because, you know, Russ Smith is in town, obviously, for the TBT. And as you mentioned, he was in our studio with some Mr. and Mrs. Bourbon.
That rye was really good, by the way.
Oh, did you get to get some?
I got to try the rye. I'm not a huge fan of rye, and so I didn't know what I was going to get into when I took a sample. And I tell you what, it was smooth.
There's some bourbons with some really good ryes. Like, Peerless is really good with their rye. I'm like you. I'm not a huge rye fan, but there are some bourbons out there that have a good Basil Hayden's has a good rye that I
Basil
like.
Hayden's yeah. Yeah.
It's good no matter what.
I got to taste it like a few months ago at Tav, and I was with my girlfriend and our roommate, and I was telling McGavick about it. She, like our roommate, she's born and raised here and was like 10, 11 years old around that time when like Siva
and Russ
were here.
All them, yeah.
So,
God, you're making me feel old when you say
that. Oh, yeah, right? I was 13 when they won it, so. Or no, not even. I was 12.
I was in college.
Yeah.
James, you don't have to say what
you were. I was
going to
say, I had at least one child when he won it. I had one kid when they won it.
And he was doing, like, samples up on, like, the second floor at Tav, like, down the road from us. Mm-hmm. And, like, I didn't notice it was him. Like, I was, like, chowing down wings or something. Right. Like, I was, like, in my food. And I hear my roommate, Bridget, she goes, "Oh, my God, that's Russ Smith. I had the biggest crush on him," and, like, blah, 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 like, all this stuff. Like, oh, my God.
She
like,
did.
Like,
whoa.
She was like, I love this guy. Fangirling. And she literally said that. Like, I'm going to fangirl so hard right now. Like, waving her face.
She
was freaking,
herself.
Like, low-key freaking out. And I don't know if it was the same guy that was in with Russ today, but he overheard her, like, saying that. And it was like, "Hey, you want to try his bourbon out?" And we're like,
"Sure."
So he's like, "Yeah,
we're
come
of
up.
Age." Yeah.
So like we all got to go upstairs and got to like meet Russ, got to shake hands with him, and the rye. Like I went up to him like, "Listen, man, like don't take my criticism in a bad way. Like I don't like bourbon as much as other people." And he's like, "All right, yeah, like whatever, just give it a shot." Like you said, the rye. So smooth, so good.
Wow.
Nothing like over.
Not over. I think, not too much bourbon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
really
got just
smooth.
Enough.
Just
you
enough.
Can recognize that it's bourbon. It's got the Kentucky hug and everything.
Right. And everything else was just like, it's good bourbon. Like, if for someone like myself, I know Nick said it earlier too. Like, I'm not the biggest bourbon guy. Like, I'm more.
You're a passive bourbon drinker.
I'll crush more like beers or something.
Sure.
Meanwhile, I bought a bottle last week.
And yeah, I don't have the money to do that yet. It's just good bourbon.
Like, there we go. There was a box of it out there, and Matt was like, "Oh, if you know, they just leave this here, that'll be fine." And then somebody came and scooped the box. I was like, "Well,
I guess it was Russ's agent. He came in and got the goods."
He saw us eyeing it.
Well, I mean, like, wouldn't you eye it?
Well, yeah, I was. I totally was.
Me
I was
and
like,
McGavick
oh.
would fight over the rye. No joke.
We'd share. Yeah. We'd all share. We'd all have a shot
or two or three. Here. We can share.
Exactly. I'm Kentucky. You two are Louisville. It's okay. We're all big boys.
Yeah.
You know, we can coexist.
We're all grown-ups.
This isn't political. You know, this isn't Biden versus Trump. But Russ.
You want to meet me out on the golf course? We can do it.
Right. $1 million of charity.
I'll give you 20 strokes or something, whatever he says.
You can give me all the strokes. You'll crush me. I'm terrible. I can't golf. off.
Like, oh, that's going to do numbers on the mixtape.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, it will. Yes. Yeah. You may make the mixtape. You
no,
never know.
I already made the mixtape because I had a flub up on Wednesday because I said that Virginia was a school in the Carolinas.
Oh, yes. Yes, you did. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Well, when
so
you're doing
funny.
Live, people act like you just sit down and you just talk or whatever. It's more difficult than people
like,
realize.
Right, oh, when, yeah. Right when he said it, too, I pulled out my phone. I was like, James, I'm going to send it to you
I'm
soon.
I'm going to send you the mark.
Here. Like, it was so funny.
But Rick Pitino, Diener did predict that Pitino would try to do something to extend an olive branch out to Louisville fans after all the BBN love. And so he tweeted this out 54 minutes ago. I want to see what Matt thinks about this. It's a picture of Russ and the TBT guys. There's David Johnson. I recognize him. Earl Clark, some other guys there. It says, warms my heart to see my guys together. Let's win this thing. At the Russdiculous, sell your great bourbon. No drinking it. So the olive branch was more of a these are my guys type deal. Matt, what,
that's some
that,
great PR speak right
has
there.
That, yeah, it was great PR speak, wasn't it? Does that smooth anything over for you?
Hell no.
Okay, so you're still, Tanner's clapping over there, so you're still out on Pitino.
Listen, when he made those comments about how, donating NIL to Stoops and how he's all good buddies with everyone over there, I mean, I've been of the mindset that the Louisville fan base needs to, like, divorce themselves from Pitino for years now, even after when everything gone on, because I mean George gave him a longer lease than he really deserved.
Oh yeah,
because of everything that went on. And don't get me wrong, I mean, some of my formative years in college as a sports fan, I mean, I went to Atlanta and watched the Final Four. I was at sure. those games. But the Louisville basketball program is it partially because of Pitino. It was in the spot that it's in, and now it finally seems like it's on the up and up. Knock on wood. Hopefully Pat Kelsey can get things on the right track. But like, I mean, and Kenny Payne, we don't have to talk about him. But
his name's mud around here.
Yeah, but he inherited what he inherited, but he inherited because of, you know, the. I don't even know what the word I'm looking for is.
It is hard.
The botch job that Rick Pitino left.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And he did. He left a mess for sure.
Yeah.
And I think there were more Louisville fans.
That's really hard to do.
I think I tweeted out something to the effect after he went on Pardon My Take. I said something along the lines of, like, maybe this is finally the moment where Louisville fans can finally let go of that Pitino chokehold that he has, like, amongst the entire fan base. Again, like I said, did wonderful things when he was the coach here. But there's a reason that Louisville's been on the downturn for a while.
Yeah, the way he left the program wasn't, as you pointed out, wasn't in the best of shape. I mean, you had all those scandals. Now, luckily, none of them stuck. I mean, AARP, whatever it was, you know, was just like...
wasn't made back then.
Yeah, it wasn't made
double
back
A-R-P,
then.
Double
yeah.
ARP,
yeah. The double ARP, the IARP, there it is. They were like, you get dismissed. Like, they just dismissed everything. And so, I mean, Louisville's lucky in that respect, but the national view and vision of Louisville has a lot to do with the way Rick Pitino left it, for sure. And so,
the quarter of public perception, I mean, Louisville's been guilty and will always be guilty.
Oh, they suffered way more than he has.
Yeah.
That's not even close. I mean, he's got a job at a, you know, a Power Six place or whatever you want to call it, and had to work his way back, but still, he's living the dream in New York. He's back where he loves to be and everything. And I'm with you. I think that he's going to do more than just that tweet. As Justin Sofro tweeted out, he retweeted it and said, did you donate to NIL? Though, which mm-hmm. you know, that's the one thing I think that really stuck in your all's crawl is because Stoops.
it's not that. Plus, I mean, for how long did the people over at KSR and a lot of BBN like spend all those years while he was at Louisville just completely trashing it? I mean, more so than anything that Louisville fans did while he was in Kentucky or in the years since. I mean, there have been pockets, especially on the format that he was on. They slandered him for it. I mean, I'll never forget how Matt Jones had Katina Powell on his airwaves.
For an hour.
Yeah. and then you're going to go mosey up onto those guys? Like, what the hell are we doing here?
Yeah, so I believe Rummage was one that said something to the effect of, like, somebody needs to get in his ear and be like, yo, man, like, hey, they're, see you, Leaps. There are places that you can go, things that you can say, things that you can do. You know, let's not, you know, you want to say you love Mark Pope and you cherish your time at Kentucky or whatever. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I'm not saying that he has to, like, distance himself from Kisik. I mean, because that's where a lot of people in this state like know him from.
His
time at Kentucky. That's a huge part of his life, his coaching career. I mean, obviously, I'm not telling him to just distance himself from that part, but I mean, the way that he kind of has gone about it the last month, it's going to rub some people the wrong way.
Yes, yes. And it'd be interesting to see if he ever goes back to Yum Center, the kind of reception he gets. But now we have...
Oh, I know what reception he's going to get now.
Double, not L's up, he'll get double birds. That's probably what he'll get.
Double birds and the boo birds.
The boo birds will come out, and maybe he'll flip off a Louisville fan on the way out the way he did.
That'd be hysterical, honestly.
That would be funny. I need that picture. I need the picture. Somehow St. John's makes it to the Yum Center, and Patino flipping off a Louisville fan on his way out. So you can put those two photos side by side with him leaving Rupp Arena. But now...
Duality of man.
Yes. You can write a whole novel on that. On the duality of man and Rick Pitino, just him personally. But then now, you know, both schools have moved on. And now we have Pat Kelsey and Mark Pope. And there's some things that I don't know how people are going to take this. Because we've had such a long history, especially when Cal and Pitino were here, mm-hmm. of them disliking each other. And then even with but Cal and Chris Mack, they had, you know, words exchanged, and Chris Mack made the video and called him chicken.
He won those games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I don't know what he won, but he won them.
He won something. And then you had that video and all that stuff happen. And now you have two guys that are throwing quotes out there like this, okay? So Pat Kelsey... He's a Cincinnati native, as we know. He's seen the rivalry up close. He knows what it's like. And here's what he said about the rivalry, okay? I've learned more about bourbon since I've been here, more about horse racing, and more about the Kentucky-Louisville rivalry than anything since I've been here, Kelsey told Andy Katz. I know how bitter it is, and I know how important it is here. I'm excited to be a part of it. He says, well, rivalries are what makes college basketball great. It was make sports great on a different scale. I grew up in Cincinnati, and there's an unbelievably bitter rivalry. I don't know if you want to say bitter because it's a homes divided kind of thing, like it is with South Carolina and Clemson or Ohio State and Michigan. Louisville, Kentucky, man, it's one of the greatest rivalries in our sports. This is a basketball mad state, a basketball crazy state. Now, he also says this about Mark Pope, but this is where it's weird. It's not weird, but like it puts it in a different perspective. It's
unusual given what we've seen around here.
Exactly. Yeah, great way to put it. I want to not like Mark, but it's hard not to because he's a really good dude, Kelsey said. He came up to me and introduced himself. We started talking, and I walked away like, Louisville fans might not want me to say this, so I apologize. That's a really good dude. And then Pope says, I love Pat, man. I actually love him. He's a hard-driving, on-it-247 guy. I love him, actually, and I've got a ton of respect for him. That's the beauty of this Kentucky-Louisville deal, and he's got a couple of players that I love dearly. These are two guys I got to witness go sacrifice and grow and commit in a brilliant way. I love all those dynamics because that is what Kentucky-Louisville is supposed to be. Now, they're very, very much doing the lovey-dovey, everything's cool type of thing with each other, and the question is, how long is this going to last?
It's going to last until they have a reason to hate each other, just because they haven't gone up against each other
they
yet.
Haven't.
So I mean,
yeah.
What else are you gonna see? Oh, I hate his guts. He's gonna sound like the player haters ball. Like, I mean,
yeah,
that'd sound disingenuous. I mean, what reason would either of them have to hate each other other than the fact that they coach at each other's rivals?
So yeah, exactly. That's the crux of it.
Give it until like they go head to head on the court. And whether it be over something big or something mm-hmm. small, I think they're going to learn to not like each other very fast. Because I know when Pat Kelsey was first hired, we're trying to do all this, you know, last minute research about him.
Sure.
Because we think for the longest time that, you know, Dusty May seems like it was coming, and then all of a sudden he goes out to Michigan. So we're trying to think, okay, who's next in line? And then it comes out that Pat Kelsey's next out in this. So we're trying to find out, okay, what all do we know about this guy? And I vividly remember one of the clips was when Charleston was playing Dusty May's FAU in like some sort of MTE earlier in the year. And Pat Kelsey and one of the FAU players were jawing off on the sideline. And I vividly remember on the clip, like, Kelsey's eyes just get super wide, and he's like, does the quick head snap.
Yeah.
Like he's trying to look over to Dusty May, and I'm like, oh, he's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's definitely passionate. And I think you're right. I think there's going to be something that happens in a game. Maybe not the first game, but somewhere down the line where, and I think you're right. I think it's going to be Pat Kelsey will throw the first salvo, because as you stated, how passionate he is and how intense, I think intense is the better word, how intense he is on the sideline, that he will blow a gasket. And then we'll see how that interaction goes when that occurs. Because it can't remain friendly this forever.
It's like that scene in the water. Everything's too bleeping friendly.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, everything's too friendly right now. And we're not used to it. We're used to throwing mud at each other's coaches and everything. And I said this, I made this point yesterday. You know, it's for the fan base right now, we have to pick on the coaches and the rivalry, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, you know, you have the video of Pat Kelsey in the transfer portal. You have the video of Mark Pope rapping Hamilton. Like, those are the things, because we don't know any of these players. Like, right. You probably know more about the Louisville players than your average Louisville fan, because that's your job. Like, yeah. Your job,
you literally get paid to write about it. So
exactly, yeah. your job is to go and look at Chucky Hepburn's stats, and then say, okay, this is how I think Chucky Hepburn's,
and then watch film and write about it. And how's he fit? Blah 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 blah.
Exactly, and all that stuff. So you are. You know, your head's above other people in that regard. So for some like me, you know, that I just get paid to come on here and talk crap and be goofy. That's my job.
Sounds like a good job.
It's a great job. I have to hone in on Pat Kelsey, because I don't know what these dudes are. Corinne Johnson. I've never watched a minute of Corinne Johnson play basketball. Not because I'm down on Corinne Johnson, but he was in Washington. Yeah.
He was the sixth man of the year at Washington.
Yeah, so who's sitting around in these parts other than your diehard basketball Bennies?
I mean, there are some sickos around here, so.
There are some, yeah. I'm sure Mark Blankenbaker probably knows every play he made. That's one guy that I know can tell you everything. Did you hear that conversation that he and Diener had on Monday, where Blankenbaker was like, would you know Mike Gonzalez or Brian Hudson if they walked in here without a helmet and da 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 da? And Blank would know him. Like, he would know every football player on the team. If he saw him walking down the street, he'd run across the street and be like, I'm Mark Blankenbaker, and you're whoever you are.
Because I have to write about it and I know their faces and I see them a lot, I would excel at that. So hearing Diener say, like, no, I don't know who these guys are, I'm like, oh no, yeah. Child.
Well, they're wearing helmets. His point is, though, like, basketball's
different. They do wear helmets.
They wear helmets. And you know the quarterback. You know, everyone's going to know what Tyler Shuck is going to look like. Everyone knows right now what Brock Vandergriff looks like, because he looks like a truck driver. But they're going to know what the quarterbacks look like, because they're the faces of the team.
Yeah.
When it comes, like, to, you know, the second string defensive linemen. Like, not a ton of people are going to, you know. Now, I'll know he plays football because he's going to be so much bigger and stronger than everybody else. Yeah, he's going to be
like 6'5", 3'10". Like, oh, you play football.
You play football. I don't know who you are, who you play for, but I know you play football. Other than that, it's difficult. But you and Blank are in positions to where you look at these guys and you're around these guys. Say that, Justin. You're around these guys all the time for work and interviews and press conferences and practices. And so you see their faces, where most people are like, I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is. And there's so many new faces, too, on both teams, football and basketball. There's a lot of faces on those teams.
Yeah, it's even for me, like, there are still some guys who, like, I know of, and they see that they're vaguely familiar, but there are still a few that I'm like, I know you look familiar, but I cannot put my finger on. There's still, like, a fringe segment of, like, the roster that I'm not 100% familiar with. I'm sure I'll be very familiar with it by the time fall camp rolls around, and I can see these guys on a regular basis. But I would say, yeah, for the most part, I would probably be able to pick a lot of the players.
That's impressive.
Out of a lineup. Not all of them. Oh, God, no, not all of them. Not, like you said, like the third string punter or something like that. Like, I wouldn't be able to. No.
No, there's, I'm in the same boat. For, like, Kentucky, I could tell you who Brock Vandergriff is, Deion Walker, J.J. Weaver, obviously, because I met him. Barron Brown, Dane Key, like your Marcus Cox, like there's guys on there, Derek Jackson, that I know because they're the faces. But like you, like these new running backs, I don't know who any of them are.
Yeah, and see, with me, like I couldn't do that for Kentucky, but like, since I like to follow college football at a national level too, like I love the sport, I could probably pick out several of the top guys. Like, I could probably recognize Quinn Ewers, I could recognize Sanders, Travis Hunter, like all those type guys. But like, any Kentucky guy, I'll be honest, I couldn't pick any of them.
Yeah, I understand completely, because you're not sitting there, you know, digesting the information the way Kentucky fans are. And that's good. That's good. I mean, that's the way it should be. You know, you focus on your team, know who your team is, so that way when the rivalry game does happen.
You hear that, fans on both sides of the fence?
You hear that, fans on both sides of the fence? We're telling you how to do things. All right, let's read some text here. Let's bang through some text here real quick before we take our first break. Texter, Ginger's Rule the the world. Vandergriff going to throw for 3,000 yards. That comes from our friend BBN Blue Miss. Hey, if he throws for 3,000 yards, that'll be something.
That'd be a hell of a year.
That'd be a hell of a year. Something that a Kentucky quarterback hasn't done since when? I don't know.
But he didn't specify touchdowns.
He did not. He just said 3,000. That's a great point. He didn't do the touchdown to interception ratio. Texter, I've been a Louisville fan for my whole life, but I know basketball. I'm a fan of basketball. I like both coaches. I'm actually glad they're being respectful. Louisville and UK has both had wonderful, great players and good coaches. I'm not being a wimp. Why do we have to hate each other and always be fighting? Why can't we just play hard competitive basketball and wish the other one to die in a car crash, laugh out loud on the way home? Respect.
Well, when you put it like
that. Yeah, that was a really nice text until the very end with a die in a car crash.
First half, not gonna lie.
Yeah, the first part of the text is like, oh, well, that's very nice. It's like, I'm sure he's just being silly, but it was funny. Texter,
I'm sure there's people out there who probably do feel it.
Oh, yeah, of course. And it's sad, but of course. Yeah. I mean, remember Rufarees.
I've not heard that that descriptor, but I know exactly what
you're talking about.
Yeah, I know
Rufarees.
What you're talking about.
Yeah.
You tell that to someone outside the Gene Stein, you're like, what the hell are you talking about?
The Rufarees? What do you mean? I was like,
me living here and knowing everything that goes on around the community, I'm like, oh, yeah. That did happen.
And that was a conversation piece for months.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean, that was a big deal. Texter, I couldn't tell you a single U of L football player looked like in the past 5 years. Texter, I'm going to need Pope to not be gentle giant and put his faith to the side when PK's little man syndrome pops off.
I will say it is kind of hysterical that the two coaches are so different in height.
Oh,
because I mean,
it's amazing.
Pope's a traditional big man, and Kelsey was a point guard.
Yeah, Pope's like 7 foot tall,
yeah,
and Kelsey's what, 5'9", 5'10", something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, something in that range. So it will be fun. Texter just tuned in. Does Max have a cold? Sounds a little like Insta Day. That's just weird. No, it's Matt McGavick. It's Matt McGavick today because Anna's still on her lavish wedding week trip for Marie Montgomery.
This is the Ohio Valley, so maybe my nose is a little bit clogged.
Yeah, you may be a little nasally. Although today is beautiful. I mean, 82 degrees.
I mean, it's better than it was yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. 1,000 times better. I sat out on the deck this morning.
Yeah.
And read a book and enjoyed the beautiful weather.
I was walking my dog. I walked out there fully expecting it to be just gross, muggy, kind of rainy. And I'm like, oh, wow, it actually feels good.
This is great. I went out to do some stuff with the pool, and I was like, I'm going to stay out here. I'm going to take advantage of this. This is fantastic. All right, let's take our first break. Texts keep coming in, 437-9680. Mike Gundy said something stupid. We'll get to that next. Mike Gundy, just shut up, dude.
He's a walking soundbite.
He is a walking soundbite. If there's anything about Mike Gundy, he can make a soundbite. Dennis Lampley passes away. We'll discuss that here and more on the roundtable. Before we take a break, let me tell you about my good friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Today's my anniversary. And you know those special occasions, anniversaries, Valentine's, birthdays, whatever it is, when you know you need to perform, and if you can't perform, it's okay, because there's a lot of men and they're in, you know, between 40s, 50s, 60s that can't perform in that way. Don't be down on yourself. Don't cause a rift in your relationship if there doesn't have to be one, because Tri-State Men's Health has erectile dysfunction treatments that work when the pills and the herbals fail. That's right. These treatments have success rates well over 90%. Some treatments can even have you lasting an hour or more. How about that? Happy anniversary there. An hour or more, that's like when you're in your 20s. That's fantastic work by Tri-State Men's Health. They have 6 locations: Cincinnati, 2 in Columbus, Dayton, Ohio, Louisville, and branching out the new office in Northern Kentucky. The first step to take is to get a consultation with a medical health professional. It's a $99 fee. They'll test your testosterone, your PSA levels, do some blood work on you. They may even give you a test dose in the office if it's medically advised. If it doesn't work, that $99 fee is waived, okay? But they have an expert staff, and if you're like a lot of men, you could be having sex the day after your appointment, back on in the saddle, as they say. Call them right now, 800-900-9654, or visit them at tristatemenshealth.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
And then we'll have Gandolfo, who's going to be doing the post-game shows, in the same spot on Wednesday. So we'll keep you updated on both teams as the week goes on.
And did we come out? Did we come out ahead of Round Mound on that deal? Mark Guinness instead of Matt, whatever his name is. Man, we crushed that one.
I hope he's listening.
We crushed that one.
You're listening to the Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
Ah, that voice, that Dan Issel voice. I love to hear it. Reds versus Rockies tonight, 6:40 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. Then listen to Ethan Moore, Taylor Lynch, Zach Cantrell. Is Zach Cantrell on that, or is that you, Tanner, today for Louisville Sports Live?
Probably Zach. Zach, I haven't been told anything.
7 p.m. over on 93.9 The Ville. 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. I'm James Strebel. Matt McGavick in here with me. You just heard our friend Tanner Brutamessa, who's producing today. So good stuff so far. 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Texter, damn, Anna got married, was really pulling for Zachy C. No, she it is not
he's still
wedding.
Got a shot.
He's got a shot. Zach, you hear that? You got a shot, Zach. She's still unmarried, but yeah. It
never give up. Don't
never
ever give up.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, Jim Valvano, never give up. Don't ever give up. No, she's at Maria Montgomery's wedding. She still remains a bachelorette, but she was a bridesmaid, so good for her. We're happy for Anna. She was definitely tweeting out her experience. So, someone on Twitter, Matt McGavick sounds like Jack Grossman on the radio. I don't think
what?
So. Whoa, how about that?
I
disagree wholeheartedly.
I
nothing
do
against
too.
Our boy Jack.
No, but. Nothing against old Grossman, old Jackie boy, but no, I think you sound very different. Also, someone on the text line or the tweeter.
Matt, can you say hello, feed? Ladies?
Hello, ladies.
That was good. See?
Hello, ladies.
Very different.
God.
Oh, very.
Hello, ladies.
Not even in the same ballpark.
I intentionally tried to say that as deep as I could without being too ridiculous so that I wouldn't sound like that.
Yeah. Hello, ladies. It's fantastic. Someone else on the Twitter feed says the following. They saw a picture of me and my wife in our wedding picture. It says, "You don't look like I thought you would. I just knew you looked big and doughy and super dorky. You look ... normal." Well, I did look normal for my wedding. I did. I lost weight.
It's the ... for me.
Yeah, the ... Yeah, I look very, not very different, but yeah, I'm a lot thinner in those
congratulations,
pictures.
By the way.
Thank you very much.
So now I said that, can I have my moment?
Yeah,
go for it.
Happy birthday, Mama Bear.
Yeah.
She's like 30. Let's say that.
Your mom's?
Yeah.
Is your mom's birthday today?
Actually,
happy
though.
Birthday, Mrs.
Yeah.
Brutamesso. Yeah, I love that. Fantastic. Ooh. Shout out.
All the way back in Connecticut, I sent her a text when I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was like, ooh, it's 1 a.m. and it's my mom's birthday. I'm going to be the first one to do it.
Yeah, you got to be the first one. Got to be the first one. Texture is so good to finally hear people speak freely about Rick Pitino. I've been on the Bleep RP train for a long time and was told I was crazy. He created this program and many still kissed his booty. He cratered this program and many people still kissed his booty. A-Lock, I was right. There we go. This is Tox. He also said, Matt, we love our Brom and we trust our Brom, but I smell smoke. How thin are we at D-line and linebacker? Do we have depth?
I mean, defensive line, I think they've got a lot of depth. I mean, there are maybe some questions at linebacker, but I mean, the linebacking core is a lot better this time than it was now than it was this time last year because there were some legitimate questions
sure.
at linebacker. And what was the other position?
Defensive line and linebacker. Those are
just
two.
Those two. Yeah,
just
those two. I feel really good about the D line. I think the linebacker linebacking core should be really good. It just depends on how the depth behind the starters and TJ Quinn and Tanquan Clark kind of fare out.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, they did work. I mean, look, Brom did work in the transfer portal for sure and address some of those needs.
Was he working fools?
Was he working fools? Texture, I just want to see Jack Grossman do a trampoline drunk and shatter the backboard. Jack's lost a lot of weight. He's slimmer than I am now. The last time you saw him, Tanner.
I mean, yeah, I never got to know him when he was really working here, so I... Everyone was like, yeah, he's just that pudgy-go-lucky guy. And then he walked in. I was like, pudgy? Like,
yeah, he's not very pudgy at all. Yeah, he's lost a ton of weight. He's
a well-built kid, I guess.
He's looking good. All right, let's go ahead and do this. So Mike Gundy made the news yesterday for being a buffoon. What else is new? He said this at Big 12 Media Days, Matt. Just think about that. Big 12 Media Days, Mike Gundy goes out there and starts defending drunk driving. And, we had the stuff with him, and I'm a man, I'm 40. He was wearing the OAN shirt two years ago.
I saw a tweet that was, yeah, I drink and drive. My BAC is 0.40.
I'm a man.
I'm a man.
So here's what Mike Gundy said, because their quarterback got into an incident. Running back was in an incident with a DUI, and he's not being suspended. So Mike Gundy, not you, Matt. Mike Gundy said the following defending his player and not suspending him.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is 0.08, and Ollie was 0.1. So I looked it up, and it was based on body weight, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really two or three beers or four. I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what decision I made. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life, and I it was just fine. So I got lucky. People get lucky. Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better. But when I talked to Ollie, I told him, I said, you're lucky you got out light because you make a lot of money to play football. So I look.
Okay, so I mean, basically saying I've done that 1,000 times and, it really wasn't that bad. And, sometimes you drink that many beers, you just get lucky.
And doing beer math to justify how drunk he really was?
Yeah, beer math. Yeah, it's a great way to put it. Yeah, he's doing beer math to justify it. Then he tweets this out, which is, just a pathetic tweet. My intended is Mike Gundy on Twitter, at Coach Gundy. My intended point today at Big 12 Media Days was that we are all guilty of making bad decisions. It was not a reference to something specific. Yes, it was!
Yeah.
You were doing beer math. You were saying, if I drink this many beers, this is your body weight, and da-da-da-da. It's fine. It's fine. It's like, no, it's not fine. No. Mike, and people die. It's not fine.
You
want
to know what his decision-making into not suspending him was? 1,700 rushing yards, 21 rushing touchdowns, 7th in the Heisman voting. Yeah.
That's the rationale.
Probably going to be the best running back this year.
Yeah, exactly. That's why there was no suspension.
I'm not condoning his comments, because I would never say that if I was in that situation. But
because
the video game is coming out, all of us, and I mean all of us, if our number one running back is, it gets the loading screen pops up,
Overall. Is
he really?
Yeah. Oh, he's nasty.
Yeah.
Like number three, in all the nation.
Of running backs, yeah. According to EA Sports. Mm-hmm.
If you get your top running back getting suspended and you have the decision in the video game to make the decision on duration of, we're all on doing that mindset. Listen, you know, I've had three or four beers. I've driven around, like, kind of thing. Like,
yeah,
we're all doing that on our Xbox or PS5 in about a week. So,
are they? Okay, that's going to lead us to our next topic, because there are some rankings and stuff for the Kentucky players. I want to see what the Louisville players are. But, I mean, so in the game, is that going to happen? Are you going to have, like, little kerfuffles like that?
No, I don't think it's going to be something like that.
I don't think it's going to be realistic. Where
I think you're
going
to have to deal with, like, such and such is injured, and do you want to put him back in for risk of re-injury? You know, something like that.
But, like, DUIs are caught with marijuana.
They usually do it more around, like, grade-related.
Okay.
Because I remember, like, NCAA basketball, it was like,
academic issue.
He misses tutor, and it's really low level stuff that I laugh at. Like,
right.
How long should his suspension be? We think it should be 5 games. I'm like, he missed a tutor session, guys. Come on, it's
like, right. Like, we're okay. Yeah, we're fine. Speaking of EA Sports and college football, so they came out with their player rankings,
I'm so excited.
Like, I'm getting it for my 12-year-old son.
I'm getting it for my 31-year-old me.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, he was like, Dad, can I get this? And I'm like, well, yeah, because I'm going to play it too. I'm not going to let you play it all by yourself. I'm going to be on this thing.
I know this is an indictment on me because I'm a hardcore gamer. I got the $150 edition that comes with Madden, and it's got the deluxe edition of both. And plus, on top of that,
that's a good deal.
I got the early access, so it releases on the 19th. And if you got early access, you can play it starting at 4 p.m. on the 15th.
Okay, so you're going to start playing it. That's Monday, right? That's
mm-hmm.
So McGavick will not be available for any radio opportunities.
Well, no. Good point, Tanner, because I'm going to stream it on Twitch so that everyone else who wants to watch.
Yeah, I'm totally joining in.
So what's your Twitch handle? What
Mr. General Wasp.
Mr. General Wasp. Okay, so look for Mr. General Wasp. And don't be ashamed of your video game handle.
Well, it's based on what my Twitter handle used to be.
Okay, because, so there you go.
Yeah,
so where did that come from?
It came from my gamer tag on Xbox.
Oh, okay. So was there a reason behind that?
So
or the
when
name?
There's a reason. It's a dumb one, but it's a reason.
Okay.
When I was a kid and I first got, like, an Xbox, like the original Xbox gaming console, it was like, okay, what do you want your gamer tag to be? Basically your online, like, name.
Right.
And me being like how old was I? Like a early teens. I wanted
sure.
And I played a lot of, like, shooters like Call of Duty and stuff like that. And I wanted like a military call sign in my name. So I went with General, but I didn't know, like, General what? And, like, that day I got stung by a wasp.
Oh, wow. Okay, well,
screw it. Yeah.
I mean, at least it wasn't like, you know, there's a lot of teenagers that had, like, 69 in their game tag. At least it wasn't something like that. You know what I mean?
Like I did.
Like, you didn't. There you go. Exactly. My point has been made. Exactly. Now, James Black had the best gamer tag of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to know what it was?
Oh, let's hear it.
James Black Lives Matter.
But that's fantastic.
He makes all these people uncomfortable. You're like, oh,
that's fantastic.
And it was funny because some of the people he changed his name tag on there, and they were like, we didn't know you were black. We're sorry. Of course, he doesn't care. He's like, whatever. He just did it to get a reaction, which was fantastic. But so the highest rated players for Kentucky are Deion Walker, who is a 93 overall, and then Hairston is a 91 overall. Okay, so those are the two. I mean, Hairston is going to be...
We couldn't figure out the UK cornerback's name. It's Hairston.
That's it. Maxwell Hairston. Yeah, he led the SEC in interceptions last year. He's coming back, so obviously you hope to bank on him having a big season. And Deion Walker is going to be a top, you know, 10, 15, if he has a great season, top 5 draft pick. So obviously they're going to be at, you know, on the higher ends of things. I don't think they had a lot of people... other than those two on the team that were ranked that high. Now, what about Louisville? Who are the two? I'm assuming Ashton Gelati's up there.
Yeah, Ashton was actually, like, the second highest rated Cardinal on the initial.
Really?
Yeah, and take a guess as a, like, I'm asking you, I'm actually quizzing you now on how well you know Louisville's roster.
Okay, okay.
Who do you think was number one?
One of the new receivers?
Nope.
He's a returner.
He's a returner?
He's returning this year.
He's returning. I mean. Brian Hudson.
No. Brian Hudson is
Oh, he's gone. Right. Yeah. Michael Gonzalez.
No.
Who?
Quincy Riley.
Quincy Riley. Oh, I can see that. I can see Quincy Riley.
He was a 92 overall, and Ashton was a 90. And good for Quincy, because that's some form of recognition that he didn't get last season, because he led the ACC in passes defended, and he was an honorable mention. He didn't even make one of the three, like, ACC, all ACC teams.
Now, what is he going to be, a senior this year? Just Quincy?
Yes, this is senior season.
This is senior season, okay. So, I mean, there's guys on both you know, defenses that are returners that were looking forward to them having big seasons as upperclassmen. You know, you just mentioned Quincy Riley, Nash Ajilade for Kentucky. You've got Maxwell Harrison, Deion Walker, J.J. Weaver, De'Aaron Jackson. I mean, those are just some of the guys.
So is Harrison over Walker in rating?
No, Walker's a 93, okay. Harrison's a 91.
Okay,
Walker's one of the better defensive linemen.
Imagine being that guy, though, in the locker room, be like, I'm the best player on the team. No, you're not. Ask EA Sports.
I was corrected by the texters. It's Black James Matters. That's what it was. Black James Matters.
That's still funny.
That's still great. I thought it was James Black Lives Matter, but no, it's James Black. Black James Matters, which is even better.
Still great.
Yeah, they're both fantastic. Texter also asked the question. You may know this, Matt, because you're doing your homework on this video game. It says here, who is the highest ranked player in the game? Is it Shedeur Sanders?
No, Shedeur Sanders
is the highest ranked quarterback.
The highest ranked quarterback is Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, are you ready for one of the craziest stats ever, though, on him, Shedeur?
Yeah.
98 overall awareness. He was the most sacked QB in the nation.
I was
going to
say, it's like his awareness wasn't great.
But this is the one that got me. His speed was an 80.
Really?
He's fast as hell.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
where does 98 and
I think
speed
they
80?
Flipped it around the
yeah,
wrong
they
way.
Should, they should, yeah, they should switch those. Yeah, they should switch those. Who is the highest rated player?
It is Michigan cornerback Will Johnson. He's a 96. Actually, there's three players who are tied for like the top overall. It's Michigan corner Will Johnson. It's LSU left tackle Will Campbell. And then Oklahoma State running back Ollie Gordon.
There we go. Well, the aforementioned Ollie Gordon.
I'm happy there's no 99s, though, because Madden overdoes that with like...
Oh, yeah, they
we
do.
We have the 99 club.
Yeah, like Aaron Donald, and it'll 99. Come
out, it'll start out with like three, and then like it's week eight, and they're like, we have 10 more 99s. Like, yeah. Let's go.
Someone's having a good season. It's like, we'll throw
Travis
them in
Kelce
there, too.
Caught like one catch, and then it's like, oh, yeah.
He 99.
Got he got the Taylor Swift bump. Texter says...
That was it. It was Taylor Swift bump.
Happy anniversary, Rig. It's my birthday today, so 7 out of 10 is a pretty good day. Happy birthday to you, Texter. Love it.
Oh, and we get free slushies tomorrow.
Free slushies?
7-Eleven.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.
It is
7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Oh, it is 7-Eleven. Oh,
so
yeah.
So we get free slushies.
Is there
tomorrow.
A 7-Eleven in town?
That's a
Isn't
great
Speedway
question.
Like connected to them in a way?
Okay, I'll have to see.
I don't think so.
I love a good slushie.
I always see like...
I'm pretty sure those are two completely different companies.
I think...
Because I've seen 7-Elevens that are just standalone stores.
I've just seen like 7-Eleven like products, like select 7 like water bottles and they're like...
Oh, yeah, they had their
obviously.
Own deal. Yeah, kind
of
so like,
I didn't know if like... Speedway had it.
Well, I'll try it. By God, there's a Speedway over here. I might try it tomorrow and be like, hey, it's 7-Eleven day. You got some free slushies for me? Now, I used to love the Icy's with the little dog on the front of the cup.
Yeah.
When I saw that
were
as
you blue
a kid.
Or red?
It was a polar bear, actually.
Oh, wait.
No. Slush puppies. Yeah,
slush,
yeah.
Yeah.
Slush
little,
puppies are the...
Yeah, the polar bear.
And polar bear is on Icy.
Icy. There you go. That's polar bear's on Icy and slushies was the dog. Well, of course that's blue, Matt. I mean... Were you red?
No, I was actually blue.
Blue? Wow.
The blues were more delicious.
It's blue raspberry, I believe, was supposed to be the flavor.
That's probably why.
Yeah, I mean, none of it tastes
quote
like
quote-unquote flavor.
Yeah, none of it actually tastes like a raspberry or a cherry or a strawberry.
It's snozzberries. So it's like snozzberries.
Yeah, there you go. Or like grape soda. Like, there's nothing about grape soda that tastes like a grape. Not like 0%. It's purple.
Sugar, water, orange.
Exactly. Texas says Speedway and 7-Eleven are the same. Okay,
really?
So we can try it out. That's what the type of the text line lies a lot, but I'll trust this man or woman here. I guess it's a man because he's the one text about Anna getting married.
Well, it is 2024. I'm not going to judge.
Yeah, I'm not going to judge anything. Exactly. Yeah. And Mike Gundy's face is on our screen right now. Look at that hair. I mean, he's tamed the mullet a little bit. I don't know exactly what that hairdo is. He looks like a bald eagle. He looks like a bird of prey. Is what he looks like. And he's sitting there on TV trying to explain that DUIs actually aren't that bad as long as you only have
football. Bob Huggins.
Yeah, Bob Huggins needed Mike Gundy in his corner. You're exactly a Bob Huggins. He needed Mike Gundy in his corner when he was riding around. I mean, it was enough.
Even Bob Huggins was like, hey, man, you shouldn't say that.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you better slow down.
Did you already read this text? Mike Gundy is a man. He drinks 40s.
That's a good one.
That's good.
I don't know the last time I had a 40. It's been a while. Texture Fleet Free Slushy Day does include Speedways, according to USA Today. All right, so there research. How about the text line doing some research?
I genuinely did not know that they were like parent companies.
I have no idea. It's like, it's really new to me because like I picked up like a water bottle and I was like, is that a 7-Eleven logo?
What is this? Hmm. Like, what's going? Why is this?
And
in
then
here?
You started looking around more and there's more products with like 7-Eleven on it.
Now so, the 7-Eleven is really big in the East,
upper Northeast,
Chicago. I saw some 7-Elevens when I was in New York last week over there. So
when I was back at home, like in high school and middle school, we would get. One of our older brothers would just drive around the town and we would go to like every 7-Eleven and get like a free slushie there.
That's a smart move on your part. God, that's a really
calories.
Smart. The calories.
Oh, yeah. But I was like
the freeze headaches.
14. So it was my metabolism was so quick.
You didn't give a damn at that
point.
Yeah.
Sniffed it. And
I was fat when I was 14. So I didn't have that luxury.
I tell you what, my favorite thing about the 7-Eleven slushie days are the people who get like the non traditional cups, like a kiddie pool or something, and try and pour the slushie.
That
there.
Is one of the funniest viral video. Like, I guess, like, series that has kept on going is just the 7-Eleven owner. No, you cannot have the Slurpee cup. And it's like he's got the big gulp with a big gulp taped to the end of it with another big gulp taped. It's like five big gulps all together. And he's like, come on, man. I paid for it. Like,
and the bottom cut out of it. Like, and just it like filling hilarious. Them up. That's, you know, that's
like the beer snakes at baseball games.
Yeah, exactly. Only it's a slushy snake. Texter, don't let the radical left change you, Rig. Thank you. I'll try not to. Texter, what y'all know about Wawa? I've never been into a Wawa.
Ooh, I've never been into
out.
A Wawa either.
I
isn't that a more of a West?
I no, think that's it's Northeast.
That's like Northeast too?
New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania. Because every time when I drive back home to Connecticut, I'll go through Pennsylvania or New Jersey or New York. And I always make it a deal to, like, I got to stop at a Wawa. Like,
all I know is that all of these
we're getting one, though, soon,
all these
right?
other places oh, don't nice. Have anything on Bucky's.
That's right. Bucky's is the king. That's that, you're damn right.
It's like Wawa and Bucky's are like that. Obviously, Bucky or Wawa doesn't have fresh brisket on the board, but that's it. Like, they have a lot of good food and like good drinks, all that.
This is a big Bucky supporting show.
Oh yeah,
we support Bucky's
not,
around here.
On my last road trip, I got to a Bucky's one time early enough where they were serving breakfast. I didn't know they did breakfast, and they had like
a
brisket breakfast burrito, and
that sounds heavenly.
That was unison.
That unison. Yeah.
Now I might have to like get up early one day and drive all the way to that Bucky's in Richmond and see if I can get a breakfast burrito.
Yeah, it was when I drove to Tampa for when the baseball kicked off their season. I drove past two Buc-ee's. It would have been a third if I driven a month later because they were building one in Ocala, but it wasn't finished yet. And I got to the first one early enough to where they were serving breakfast, and I didn't know that was a thing.
You're like, hell yeah, let's go. My wife will be like, I'll be in at 4 a.m. Are you going to go work out, honey? Good for you. He's like, no, I'm driving to Buc-ee's. I got to get a brisket breakfast burrito.
A little late for the New Year's resolution, but I'm proud of you, honey.
Yeah, way to go.
Yeah, sure.
You want to play the Fitness? No, I'm going to Buc-ee's. Texture, am I the only one
fitness
that thinks
burrito? I'll stop.
Texture, am I the only one that thinks you'd get along with Pat Kelsey better than Mark Pope in real life? I don't know.
I think you would.
You think so?
I think.
Maybe.
I don't know that much about Mark Pope's personality because, you know, I don't cover him.
Sure.
But me being around you and me being aware of how Pat Kelsey conducts himself, I feel like, I can see it.
Like, that's the thing is I go on here and disparage people. And then I meet him in person. I'm like, well, I feel bad now. Like before I really got to know like Mark Blankenbaker, for instance, when I was just doing the UK postgame shows with Lachlan McLean back in the day, I'd be like, this Blank guy, he's saying all this stupid stuff. Then I met Mark and I'm like, well, he's really nice.
I have a lot of friends with you and Blank. They're like, I hate Strebel and Blankenbaker on Twitter. And I'm like, they're actually really nice guys.
I meet Louisville fans out all the time, and they're all like, you're really nice. You're a nice person. I was like, yeah, I am.
I've told you this, though. The first time when I first started working here, and I wasn't on your show, but like I'd follow you on Twitter, and like I'd hear your show. I always like I hate people. And then it was like we go to the tailgate and I would go up to like rummage Nick and like I'm like looking at your Twitter, I'm like, dude, this guy, like, I hate him. Like, why do we have him? Like, why does he have a show?
Yeah.
And he's like, they're like, give him, like, talk to him. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, oh wait, you know, Strebel's actually a super nice guy.
Yeah.
And he's a big hater of UK, despite being a UK fan.
Yeah, depending on the situation. I can throw some shade at UK.
So what are your thoughts on Barnhart?
Okay, now we got to just read. We got to take a break. We'll get to that later in the show. Well, don't let me forget, guys. We'll have Kendrick Hassens coming up here in a few minutes at 4 o'clock. Our man at Wave 3. Before we take a break, they'll tell you about our good friends over at BJ Heating and Cooling. If you're having any HVAC problems or issues, those are the people that I trust to come to my home and check it out. I have a new Bryant system right there on the side of my house, thanks to BJ Heating and Cooling. They're the people we trust here at ESPN Louisville. They're a factory authorized Bryant dealer, and they have the Bryant Dust equipment. They also do the Bryant mini splits that go to room, and if you don't need a big job, you just want one room to cool down or heat up, whatever it is, they'll come and they'll hook you up. They're locally and family owned, which we love, celebrating 40 years of servicing Kentucky, and I call the experts that you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling, bjheatcool.com.